From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Each week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro areas. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. In today's episode, I speak with Andrew Carnes, the Vice President of Partnership Gwinnett, on how the Atlanta metro area's most diverse county is handling the shelter-in-place measures as well as reopening efforts due to the coronavirus. This podcast was recorded on May 19, 2020. Andrew, let's start off first by, can you tell our viewers more about the scope of Partnership Gwinnett?
Yes. Abby, and I want to first thank you for having me on and talking a little bit about our story and that sort of thing. But Partnership Gwinnett, so we're the economic marketing arm for Gwinnett County as well as all 16 cities in Gwinnett. And so it's a public-private partnership that we wake up every single day to recruit, retain, and expand businesses within our five targeted industries. And so just to give a little overview of Gwinnett, we have roughly about 1 million people. We have roughly 600 international-based companies, but also we have 16 cities, as I mentioned a second ago. And the most unique part about Gwinnett is our diversity index is 80%. And so we are the most diverse county within the Southeast United States. And so obviously this pandemic is something that we've talked about across the globe, not necessarily focused just on Gwinnett County, but we have had, and we've been talking about this since January, even whenever our partners across seas were hit fairly hard. So, but once again, thanks for having me on.
And taking into consideration that international scope that Gwinnett County has, what have you noticed as the overall economic impact from COVID-19 on Gwinnett County?
Yeah, of course. So, a couple of things kind of initially come to mind is obviously the retail sectors and that sort of thing hits fairly hard. But now that we are opening back up the doors, there are people getting back to work, which is great news for us. But in regards to our five targeted industries that we deal with, two of those targeted industries are manufacturing and supply chain. And I will say that our manufacturers and our private sector in general is extremely, extremely flexible. We have companies like YSS and Beaver Paper that not necessarily made masks at the very beginning, but they did have a bunch of sew operations whenever they're making uniforms and that sort of thing. And they have completely transitioned to making sure that our hospitals here in the Atlanta metro area have the mask and the PPE stuff that they need within our hospitals. And so we're trying to make sure that we are staying ahead of the curve, but also making sure that our first responders have the tools and the resources that they need to do their job.
And on behalf of that regional coalition, what are the important messaging efforts that you are implementing right now?
Yeah, good question. So a couple of the challenges that we have seen over the past couple of months is obviously unemployment rate. The new unemployment rate is going to be coming out Friday. And so we're going to see a spike in that as we follow the national average. And we saw that spike in the national average about a week ago whenever the new numbers came out. And we anticipate seeing kind of the exact same thing with the unemployment claims and that sort of thing. And so the biggest challenges that we're having is making sure that we're linking the companies that have jobs available to these individuals that are currently looking for jobs. And so we've established a job board. It's not groundbreaking by no means, but it's going back to the nuts and the bolts of what we did in 2008 and 2009, whenever we saw the dip in the economy. And so going back to really the basics and looking at that, but also communicating to our companies, our 35,000 businesses that we do have in Gwinnett, making sure that they understand the ins and the outs of what an essential business is. And really, if they're not considered essential, how they can retool and restructure to benefit the community and the region as a whole. And so those are a couple of the big nuggets that initially kind of come to mind.
Have you been receiving enough state support?
Yes. So we receive support from our state partners, the Georgia Department of Economic Development, are the Metro Atlanta Chamber, which is the regional partner, but also our utilities, all the way from the EMCs, the Georgia EMCs, to the Georgia Powers, ECGs, and et cetera. And so, and I know that's the alphabet soup, I guess you could say, but locally, yes, I mean, we're all in this together. We have established a economic development coalition. And it's a group of economic developers around Gwinnett, but also we've established a regional marketing alliance that dates back really 7-8 years ago. And all the economic developers from around the Atlanta region has come together to have really one voice and talk a little bit about what we can do as we're conveying these messages to our companies around the entire region.
Via this alliance, what is the biggest message that you want the international business community to know about the region? What are the most important points that you collectively have put together that you want everyone else to know?
Yeah, so domestic companies, international companies, our existing industry is really key to the success of Gwinnett County, but also counties from around the region. And so making sure we take it, first and foremost, getting back to the basics, as I mentioned, taking care of our existing industry, making sure that we have a loop communication, making sure that we're communicating through all different business sectors and making sure that we are communicating something as little as the PPP out there that everybody knows about already and has become experts really, frankly, overnight on is making sure that we're communicating to those individuals. But also, one of the things that we did is the very first week that all this came out and we had a stay-at-home order, we established a 24/7 call center, receiving calls 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning from our international partners. I remember we received one call from a CEO in Germany, and we were talking about what we need to do to making sure that he and his business continue to stay up and running. But like I said, it's just making sure that we have that continuous loop and making sure that we have our resource page updated and that kind of stuff. And so there's a number of different outlets out there. So in regards to the Marketing Regional Alliance, lean on your economic developers, lean on your chamber to making sure that you are receiving the information, the most up-to-date information out there. I think that's the biggest part, is continue to stay up-to-date, because frankly, this is changing hour by hour, day by day.
As Georgia continues its reopening phase, what are the concerns that you're trying to address specifically in Gwinnett County and to safeguard not only the safety of the community, but ensure economic activity to help bring us out of this huge economic hit that we've seen?
So in regards to companies, we a lot of our companies, and just being honest about it, is a lot of our manufacturer supply chain companies, frankly, have not shut down. They have gone to a minimal staff to stay up and running and to making sure that they are continuing to provide the service or the product to the end user and that sort of thing. In regards to our office aspect of it and our professional services, I received a call from one of our CEOs here, and he said, he needs 2 days to flip 600 employees completely virtual. And so just making sure that these smart CEOs and C-suite individuals has the tools and the resources is key. We have established a policy and procedure in regards to our back to work plan. We have sent that out to a number of our companies, and as an example, and as an example only. And we've seen a couple of companies that have not thought about some of the things that we have thought about. And I'll give an example is, whenever you're signing in, because I think everybody is signing in as we come in, just in case something were to happen, then having two different pin cups for used and for new. Something as little as that you really don't think about. And so making sure that we're giving our best policies and procedures out to our companies in hopes that they might think through their daily process in hopes for them to implement and think through every single part of their operation.
And should our viewers want to find out more information about Partnership Gwinnett, where would you guide them?
Yeah, I would definitely guide them to our website, partnershipgwinnett.com, and also our social media channels. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and a number of the social media channels out there, or you can reach out to me directly. I'll give you my cell phone number. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I'll give you my cell phone number, which is 706-483-3087. If you have any questions, thoughts, feelings, or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Well, that's really wonderful. I hope that you see a lot of fruitful communication.
Great. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Maloney. Thank you for tuning in.